Yeah, that should be good to go.
Thanks, Sarah. Okay, good evening, everyone, and false row to June's full council meeting. I'll just kick off with the housekeeping. Hopefully everyone can hear me okay. As we are in unprecedented times, can I ask for everyone's full cooperation and to adhere to the new guidelines with regards to the conduct of the meeting? Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any items of business before the committee today. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating on the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments that they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring in members and as listed. At this stage, you unmute your microphone to speak or click the button on the delegate microphone if you are physically in the meeting room. Members should ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, type P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using the instant messaging. Following the presentation of the officer's report, the chairperson will call for a proposer or seconder. This should be done using the IM instant messaging feature. Please do not submit these until asked to do so, as it may be missed. If the two members ask to propose, the first member having indicated through the instant messenger will become the proposer, and the second member having indicated will become the seconder. The chairperson will ask the proposer and seconder in turn to unmute and indicate vocally that they are proposing and seconding the decision. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the instant messenger feature so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. I suppose we'll kick off, and I'd like to start by mentioning the events of the weekend. As you're aware, the PHA are currently in Kilkeel due to the identification of a small number of probable cases of the Delta variant. Friday and Saturday seen the setup of testing centres and an operational base. I'd like to put on record a huge thank you, Garmila Mayaga, to the 35 to 40 volunteers who worked tirelessly to encourage residents to go and get tested. There was more than 1,000 people tested over the weekend, and it's a testament to the work that was put in. I was in site on Sunday morning and seen firsthand the professional operation that the council had facilitated, and Marie played a leading role in that. So it's a huge testament to Marie that under her leadership, the council was able to act so quickly. So huge thank you, Marie. I'd also like to acknowledge that we have a big birthday in the district. Mrs. Sheila Keenan from Worm Point Road in Newry celebrates her 100th birthday tomorrow. So best wishes to Mrs. Keenan. I'd also like to take an opportunity to say a big comharjus to our fellow councillor, Gavin Malone, who tied the knot last week. So congratulations, Gavin.
Right, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So look, moving on, and briefly, as your new chair, I have decided that one of my main themes is going to be mental health and wellbeing for the year. I don't need to tell you just how important that topic is, and especially given the year that we've just had. Unfortunately, we have serious health inequalities in our district, and the whole district is no doubt affected by this. So I've decided that each council meeting will begin with a key theme relating to mental health and wellbeing. I will give a very short overview of the theme of that month and then set the chamber a task relating to it. I would hope that given the importance of the topic, the councillors will get on board and take part in this and post to social media about carrying out their tasks to help raise further awareness in the district. So to kick off, tonight's topic will be taking a very short look at looking after your own mental health and wellbeing. As councillors day in and daily, we deal with many trials and tribulations. Our role is to represent those in the district. It is a heavy task and not one that any of us take on lightly. This past year has only exacerbated the stresses of this role. A few years ago, a friend persuaded me to attend a mental health safe talk, not because I was suffering in any way, but rather to try and open my eyes up to the reality of the mental health crisis that's all around us. And as I sat listening to heartbreaking stories from young and old alike, those from the LGBTQI plus community, sports players and teachers, something switched inside me. It was almost like a light bulb moment. It was a realisation that these two simple words, mental health, isn't a foreign object. It's not an abstract concept. We all have mental health, whether it's positive, negative, low or high. It's something that each and every one of us possesses. And unfortunately, in our hectic lives, we sometimes forget to check in with ourselves. Therefore, we sometimes don't realise that our own well-being is suffering or that we are struggling with it. So what am I asking of you? I'm asking each of you to focus on your own thoughts and feelings. I would like you to take some time out each week to do one thing to look after your own mental health and well-being. This may be spending some time in nature, connecting with friends, getting active, or even something as simple as reading your favourite book. I'd also ask that you please post it in social media, post why you're doing it, and tag Nuri Morning Down social media pages, and use the hashtag Nuri Morning NMD Mental Health Matters. I would like to reiterate a statement that I made at the AGM last week. My door is always open. If anyone ever feels in need, please know this. And again, I hope you all take part in this, and I look forward to seeing your social media posts soon. And one just final point before we move on is that per the schedule of committees, there will be no committees in July, but there will be a council meeting. So if we move on to the first item.
Sorry, Chair, there's a question for Councillor Riley.
Yes, Councillor Riley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just on the COVID-19 testing in Kilkeel, there seems to be confusion on how to book a test at Massforth Church and the Leisure Centre or the Ballymartin GEA grounds. Can you explain how that's actually done? Because some people have just turned up at these sites and they've been turned away. They were told they have to book it online or they have to do it some other way. But it was just to try and get clarification on that, Cathy.
Apologies, I said to everybody else in the chamber, check your mics and didn't check my own. So, Chair, just in relation to the test in Kilkeel, the mobile test unit at the Kilkeel Leisure Centre is available for booking on the online platform. The other test centres located in Kilkeel, or for the purposes of those who have been directly contacted by the PHA, and they don't need an appointment to attend, but they will have received a letter from the PHA in relation to testing. So hopefully that clarifies the matter. And they can also use the Kilkeel Leisure Centre site as well in that case, but the one for booking in Kilkeel is on is Kilkeel Leisure Centre site.
Right, that clears that up. Thanks, Marie. Thanks, Cathy.
No problem. Okay, we'll move on to, is there any apologies?
Councillor Michael Savage, Chair.
Okay. Okay, any declarations of interest? Okay. And we'll move on to item three then, and that's the action sheet arising from...
Sorry, Cathy, there's a slight delay on my line here. Just declaration of interest just to do with that last motion there. Although I'm no longer working in the NHS, I just want to declare that interest, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
So item number three, it's the action sheet arising from the council meeting held on the 4th of May. And we'll just go through it page by page for accuracy. So it's page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, and page 5. And could I get a proposer and a seconder? Okay, thanks. That's proposed by Councillor Hyle and seconded by Councillor McGuinness. And Councillor Riley, you have a question there? You're on mute, Councillor Riley.
Sorry about that. I just wanted to ask the Chief Executive, did we ever get a reply from DFI Roads regarding underspend in the district on roads maintenance? Or did we ever send it? I requested it at one of our meetings when we discussed the roads issue.
Chair, we've had a number of responses from DFI Roads, and we'll review just and come back to Councillor Riley just in relation to that particular response. Any responses we have will have been tabled at the council meetings.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we'll move on then to item number 4, which is the minutes of the council meeting held on the 4th of May, and go through it page by page again for accuracy. It's page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Can I get a proposer and a seconder, please? That's proposed by Councillor Stokes and seconded by Councillor Andrews. And is there any matters arising? Okay, we'll move on to item number 5. That's the minutes of the special council meeting. Again, I'll go through it page by page for accuracy. So page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and 7. Can I get a proposer and a seconder, please? That's proposed by Councillor McMurray and seconded by Councillor Hanlon. And is there any matters arising? There's a question there from Councillor McMurray.
Hello, Chair. Yeah, congratulations on your first meeting as well, Chair. Good to see you. Sorry I missed the AGM. Just wondering, it's great that a proposed second another resident. I'm just wondering what the process then, what the maybe Marie, just how does this then go about being enacted? Does it go through committee structures? Does it go through how would one envisage this conference taking shape? Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yes, thank you, Councillor McMurray. We have discussed the proposal that came out of that special council meeting in relation to the conference, Councillor McMurray, and it will be led probably through corporate services emergency planning team structures and within liaison with the ERT. So we will come back just with the detail of what that might look like through the SPNR committee in probably not this month in Furness, but at the next step. The maybe the August committee, is that okay?
No, that's fine. No, thank you very much. And say there's no excessive rush on it, but just more to clarify where it would go. So does that mean it's going through SPNR and ERT, or ERT then SPNR? Or?
Committee, the SPNR committee.
SPNR, that's good. Thank you. Keep my eyes out for it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. If there's no further questions, we'll move on to item number 6. Which is the minutes of the Audit Committee held on the 22nd of April. And again, we'll go through page by page for accuracy. So page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12. And can I get a proposer and a seconder for accuracy, please? There's a proposal in from Councillor Owen. Can I get a seconder, please?
Sorry, Councillor Owen wasn't at the Audit Committee meeting. It has to be a member of the Audit Committee that was at the meeting.
Okay, proposal there from Councillor Byrne. Can I get a seconder there from someone at the meeting? Councillor Casey, thank you. Any matters arising? Okay, well, move on to item number 7, which is the minutes of the Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism Committee meeting held on the 10th of May. We'll go through it page by page for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16. Can I get a proposal and seconder? Councillor McAteer and Councillor Kern, thank you. Any matters arising? Nope. Okay. Move on to item number 8, which is the minutes of the Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee meeting held on the 13th of May. And again, we'll go through it page by page for accuracy. It's page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Can I get a proposer and seconder for accuracy, please? Councillor O'Murray and Councillor Hanlon, thank you. And any matters arising?
Sorry, Chair, Councillor McMurray wasn't at the, Councillor O'Murray wasn't at the meeting.
Councillor McGuinness, second. Then proposal by Councillor Hanlon and second by Councillor McGuinness.
Yes.
And Councillor Stokes, you have a question there?
Yeah, Chair, thank you, Chair. It's number 68. Apologies, Councillor Savage had asked me to clarify. He had a domestic incident involving his dog, which just happened before the meeting. So he asked me to clarify what he was asking at the committee meeting in relation to item 68. And he asked me to clarify that he was eager that we protect the various aspects of the various projects involved in Newry City regeneration, and that we do everything we do can to protect those. And particularly that in relation to the civic centre element, Chair, that we have a plan B ready if it comes to pass that our plan A is no longer feasible, so that we protect that project by having a plan B developed. And I suppose, I mean, since that, Chair, since Councillor Savage raised that, I mean, it'll be no secret to councillors, well, maybe it will, but certainly not to Newry councillors, that we met with the parish on Thursday. And, well, to say the least, they're not supportive. So, I mean, it's really trying, I think we've all set out to see these projects through to fruition, and we want to protect them, Chair, so that we have that, you know, we have a plan B in that situation if plan A is no longer feasible. Thanks, Chair.
Chair, just I suppose we've just concluded the public consultation, so that will be analysed and brought back. So that's a matter that can be raised through the programme board.
Thanks, Chair.
Okay, and we'll move on then to item number 9, which is the minutes of the Active and Healthy Communities Committee meeting held on the 17th of May. And we'll again go through page by page for accuracy. So page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12. And can I get a proposer and a seconder for accuracy, please? Proposal by Councillor McKevitt and seconded by Councillor Andrews. Any matters arising? No. Okay, we'll move on to item number 10. It's the minutes of the Neighbourhood Services Committee meeting held on the 19th of May. Again, page by page for accuracy. So page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Can I get a proposer and a seconder for accuracy? So proposed by Councillor Kern and seconded by Councillor Finnegan. Any matters arising? Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. First of all, I welcome the minutes and just would like to ask, would it be possible if the officers, when relating to Downs Road or whatever, would it be possible that the officers take a look at this at the points we raised the last time, and maybe a short-term lease in the meantime if the timescale isn't realistic and delivery of change in places for those buildings in the remaining term of council? Thank you.
I'm assuming Johnny is on the line there, just can't see him. But
yes, Chair. Yeah, sorry. Just the line was breaking up for me there. Yeah, sure. We're happy to have a look at it. Just mindful that the committee recommended that no action be taken in relation to what the officer's recommendation was. And we suppose what I would say is that in terms of engagement with the potential business sector around the use of these two facilities, and there would need to be an expression of interest process to work through. There may also be some adaptation of the facilities. And the original recommendation of the committee, which was considered at the time, was that there would be no action to be undertaken because of our PC strategy, and that we would identify whether there was a need to use it for changing places.
Well, thank you very much, Johnny, for that update. Very much appreciated and welcomed. Thank you. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, there's another question there from Councillor Hanlon.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. It's just in relation to the, I think it's item 084, the bird-proof litter bins for the coastal areas. I know it says there's going to be an update at the meeting, but could I be included in any update on that? Because it's something that I had brought forward a couple of weeks ago, just in regards to the Hourglass and the Kale area. There's been a lot of problems down there with the gulls. Who knew? But if that's okay, if I can be included in any update.
Yeah, sure, we're happy to do that. And indeed, any other councillor who has an interest in it.
Okay, thank you. No other questions there. So we'll move on to item 11, which is the local development plan. And it's just one page there. Can I get a proposer and a seconder for that? Proposed by Councillor McAteer. And seconded by Councillor Murphy. Thank you. And no matters arising out of that. Okay, so items number 12 through to 18 are all correspondence. So can I get a proposer and a seconder for noting of them, please, first? Proposed by Councillor Herr and seconded by Councillor Hanlon. And is there any questions? Out of those? So the question there from Councillor Taylor.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Chair, we have item number 17, I see there from Ards and North Down Council. It's just relating to the issue of the stone at Stormont to mark the centenary. It is asking for our council to take, you know, some action on that. And whilst I understand these type of issues are discussed, and we have had responsible discussions regarding Centenary within the Good Relations Forum, would it be worth maybe looking at this item within that forum as well, the discussion in terms of maybe discussing some form of response, if any, regarding the request of Ards and North Down, because it does ask about an action from other councils. So it's just to ask for consideration for that. To be brought to that forum for further discussion.
Yeah, sure.
I propose that. Yeah,
sure. We're happy to just move that into the Good Relations Forum for discussion. We hope to hold a further Good Relations Forum meeting pre-July or just in July, if that's okay.
Okay. We have another question from Councillor Byrne.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Item 16 from Department for Communities. Welcome the letter from Minister Hardy, and hopefully if the time frame, if it sticks to the time frame, we should have the final strategy back by December 2021. I'm just aware that councils obviously will have an opportunity, as the letter states, to feed into that strategy, and I'm aware that in previous strategies that we fed into, we've had formulated responses from council officials, then goes back through committee for us to either add or ratify. Can I just ask that we bring, once we have that consultation opened on it, that we have a discussion in equality and good relations as well, so we can feed into the initial response before it comes through committee, so we have a better chance of shaping it. But yeah, welcome the correspondence from Minister Hargey.
Yeah, Chair, sure, there's no issue with that at all.
Okay, thanks. And question there from Councillor Hoyle.
Thanks, Chair. Just on item number 18, the response from the Justice Minister, Long, with regards to the motion that we took a couple of months ago, just to say, look, welcome her response and say that we, Sinn Féin, will continue to work with our colleagues up in the Assembly to ensure, you know what I mean, that we get this, that, you know what I mean, that there is exclusion zones outside the likes of hospital and that everyone has the right to access healthcare free from fear and intimidation. So, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Hoyle. I think that's all the questions. Okay, so we'll move on to the notices of motion. Item 19, just in line with standing orders, the notice of motion from Councillor Hannah will be heard at AHC committee. But if Councillor Hannah would like to read his motion and tell us who is second in the motion.
Thank you, Chair. The motion reads, this Council should recognise the NHS staff for their service during the COVID-19 pandemic with a gesture of discounted use of Council facilities such as gyms, swimming pools, tennis courts and leisure centres for a period of 1 year. I would suggest a minimum of at least 50% discount on charges, possibly free of charge completely. Councillor William Walker will be second on it.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Hannah. And like I said, that one will be going to AHC committee. So we'll move on to the final notice of motion, item number 20, which is a notice of motion from Councillor Malone. So Councillor Malone, if you'd like to read your motion and let us know who is second in your motion, please. Yes. And it will be heard full council.
Councillor Brown, thanks, Chair. I'm calling on Newry Moran Down District Council to request the United Nations to immediately implement a humanitarian strategy to alleviate the human rights abuses in the Israel-Palestinian conflict. The large numbers of children and youth seriously impacted by this sad situation is unacceptable. There is an urgent need for a unified international agreement to offer senior arbitration to resolve this situation before it gets out of control and leads to another full-scale war and prevent further atrocities. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Councillor Malone. Councillor Brown, would you like to come in for a second in the motion?
No, that's grand. I'll make comments. That's all right, sir.
Okay. We have a question there from Councillor Devlin.
Cathy, that was a question from...
Sorry, Laura, you're breaking up there.
Chair, just to come in for Laura, she's having serious Wi-Fi difficulties and that queue was put in one of the committee questions earlier, so she's just coming with bad timing.
All right, okay. Apologies. Okay, so Councillor Murphy, you have a question then?
Thanks, Cathy. And Gavin, I'd like to say thanks for obviously raising this very, very important issue. It's something I had intended to do myself, but you beat me to it, so fair play. So I would like to, you know, obviously I would support the gist of the motion, maybe with an amendment if you're happy enough to go with that. But I'd just like to give you a bit of background, you know, just from myself. I did visit the West Bank as part of a humanitarian group in 2004 and witnessed for myself at first hand the human impact of Israeli aggression on the Palestinian people who live in the occupied territories. Sinn Féin has campaigned for many years, both in the streets and in the institutions, north and south, demanding that the international community steps into to end the ongoing Israeli aggression against the Palestinian people. In more recent times, in particular East Jerusalem and Gaza, hundreds of people on the Palestinian side have been killed, and well over 60 of them were children. The indiscriminate targeting of civilians and infrastructure and the continued acquiring of territory by force completely undermines peace and is a flagrant violation of international law and a breach of UN Security Council resolutions. The international community and the Irish government has a duty to help end this crisis, address the poverty, inequality and injustice and the underlying root cause of the military occupation by the Israeli forces against the Palestinian people. Sinn Féin tabled a motion in the Oireachtas on the 26th of May condemning the de facto annexation of the Palestinian land by the Israeli authorities. And this was passed by the Irish Parliament receiving cross-party support. This was also welcomed by the Palestinian ambassador to Ireland, as Ireland is the first EU state to do so, to pass something similar to this. What we need to do now is to isolate this apartheid state, as we did in the 1980s with South Africa. And I still keep in contact with people in the West Bank, and what they're saying really is that while they welcome all the solidarity and they're welcome to see people protesting on the streets, you know, in the various campaigns. But, you know, they need more than just words. They need actions. And what I would suggest as the next stage for this would be to make the purchase of goods and services from the Israeli settlements illegal. And I'm not talking about, you know, a territory that already had been settled. I'm talking about now the lands that are being, you know, occupied since 1967. You know, they were taken off the Palestinian people. And it has been accepted internationally that these are illegal. And there has been resolution after resolution passed, and the Israelis are operating with impunity. And the only way to shift this on is for governments and various groups to take more action. So what I'm asking for with the amendments would be to call on the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, and the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, to progress the Occupied Territories Bill through the various stages in the Oireachtas and make it into law. So this has already gone through the Oireachtas. It was Francis Black that brought it to the Oireachtas in 2018. It went through all the various stages. It then progressed into, sorry, that was the Seanad. It progressed into the Oireachtas, and then there was a hiccup. Unfortunately, Fine Gael were not inclined to back it. You know, so it's still sitting there. And what I'm saying is that needs to be to go through its various stages, and then it needs to be made legislation. And yet again, Ireland, as a state, as a country, could lead the way on this issue. You know, so if you're happy enough, Gavin, maybe if you could make the amendments that we call on the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to progress the Occupied Territories Bill through its stages in the Oireachtas and make it law.
Absolutely. Councillor Murphy, I completely agree with everything you said there. Absolutely, yep.
What I was going to suggest, and again, maybe it's just up to yourself, just in the sentence, very much in the middle, where you're talking about, you know, obviously this situation impacts on numbers, large numbers of children and youth seriously impacted by the by this is unacceptable. The rest is already in place there. Unfortunately, you know, the international community are already well aware of this, and to a large extent, Israel is, you know, just ignoring it. You know, so I think really sort of move this on, we need to bring it closer to home and do something more tangible. And that's why I'd like to put it in rounds after that word unacceptable, if maybe you can include it in there.
Absolutely, yep. No problem, Councillor Murphy, yep. Thank you.
Okay, so Councillor Malone, you're happy with that, and that proposal from Councillor Murphy has been seconded by Councillor Enright. So we have a couple of comments in there. Councillor Riley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Firstly, Madam Chair, I think it's a bit absurd for Uri Morning Down Council to be trying to get peace in the Middle East when we can't fill potholes in our own district or even empty coastal bins in time. So maybe we should get our priorities right. But I'm a bit concerned that of the hypocrisy on the part of the Irish Republicans. I seen as part of the Oireachtas bill going through, they were interviewed in Al Jazeera TV. And one of the Sinn Féin representatives said he understands the colonial oppression against the Palestinian people because the Irish people experienced that under the British. Now, I'm a British citizen. My family go back into the annals of Irish history, O'Reilly. And yet Sinn Féin are on the international media trying to say that I'm some sort of colonial oppressor because I'm a Protestant and because I'm a proud British citizen. So I think Sinn Féin need to catch themselves on and stop these sectarian rants that are going on. And I would also point out that Iran, through Hamas, are funding acts of terrorism against Israel on a daily basis, firing thousands of rockets into them. And yet we never hear any Sinn Féin condemnation of Hamas. At the start of this meeting, the chairman or the chairperson pointed out that LGBT people suffer a lot of social anxiety and whatever, mental anguish.
Sorry, Councillor Riley.
Let me finish, Madam Chair. There was gay pride parades there.
The motion that we're talking about and we're discussing.
Yeah, we are on the motion, Madam Chair. I'm pointing out the hypocrisy of Sinn Féin. You should at least give me the courtesy of being allowed to speak. I know you think that you can shout us all down, but you can't. So just get used to it. The fact is that there was a gay pride parade in Jerusalem at the weekend. How many gay pride parades are there in the Palestinian West Bank? Or any of those Arab countries where they're brought out and brutally murdered because of their sexuality? Yet in Israel, they're welcome and they're free to be themselves. So don't give me all this nonsense about the lovely Palestinians. Yes, we all need peace in Israel and the Middle East, but the hypocrisy from Sinn Féin IRA has to stop.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. So, Councillor McMurray, you have a comment?
Thank you, Chair. I was quite happy to support the motion as written, but given the amendment, you know, I can't really support something that inserts a bill, supportive of a bill, which I've no working knowledge of whatsoever. But, you know, I mean, speaking to the original motion as was, you know, some of the footage emerging at the time is truly harrowing, whether it was the missiles destroying apartments, individuals being dragged out of their vehicles and beaten by sectarian mobs, or just places of worship being attacked. You know, with regard to the Middle East, Alliance supports the two-state solution, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And we condemn the Israeli government's illegitimate use of force and their abuse of Palestinian rights, as well as annexation of occupied Palestinian territories. I welcome the moves. You know, this bill, this motion originally talks about the United Nations, and I welcome the moves made by the nation to launch an international investigation into alleged crimes during the most recent 11-day conflict. And this is like the alleged crimes that took place in the West Bank, in Gaza and in Israel. No side in this conflict should be above scrutiny. I also note the formation of a new Israeli government, which has attempted to bring in various, and at times diametrically opposed, political parties. As sounds vaguely familiar, by which to move the country on. Well, I don't think we should hold our breath for such a movement bringing complete harmony to the region. By replacing the government that has enabled such division for 12 years should be at least a start. And it isn't without significance that the escalation of hostilities between Israeli Defence Forces and Hamas occurred on the day before this cross-party coalition was due to oust Netanyahu. And, you know, it's not lost on me. But again, going on, you know, I mean, we have gone down a wormhole as well before regarding human rights and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, it's human rights, whether it's in, you know, Christians in Pakistan or, you know, Muslims in Myanmar or whatever. You know, I think, you know, it's important to call all these things out, and I'm sure we will at various stages. But certainly the general original motion read fine. We'll be abstaining whenever it puts in a bill that, you know, I have no working knowledge of, I'm afraid. Sorry about that.
Okay, thanks, Councillor McMurray. Councillor Taylor?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, similar vein to Councillor McMurray, actually. I'm sorry that Gavin has decided to accept the amendment, because it takes away any impartiality that there was with the original motion. The motion itself, there wasn't a big deal you could argue with in respect of that. It was impartial. It didn't take a particular side in the conflict, because the reality is any loss of life in any conflict, and we have unfortunately had our fair share of tragedy over here because of acts of terrorism, you know, from, you know, organisations that have been supported even, you know, by political parties over the years. It's a sad situation when anybody loses their life or any tragedy occurs because of, you know, violence, whatever that may happen. And the situation that occurs in the Middle East, it's something that has been obviously very difficult to resolve and will continue to be difficult to resolve for many more years to come, given the such, you know, I suppose such wide differences between the Palestinian and Israeli populations. But I just feel that the amendment that has been suggested actually ends up, you know, taking one side of the conflict. And, you know, we've seen a situation, you know, over the last, you know, number of weeks, for instance, where there's been ongoing attacks from Hamas on the Israeli population. And that's not acceptable. And I don't hear any attempt from anyone so far to condemn that. And that's not acceptable, because there are acts of terrorism, and the Israeli people have suffered as well because of that. It's an issue, I think, that Henry said, that Nerium One Council is not going to resolve. It's something that's well beyond our reach, but it just feels unfortunate that you have accepted that amendment, Gavin, because it takes a particular side in the conflict. We all have our opinions on what's right and what's wrong in terms of the Middle East conflict. It's a very complex argument, and it's something probably we all even need to educate ourselves more on going forward. But I just feel that we're in a situation now where we could have maybe sent a message that, you know, any loss of life is a tragedy. What we're doing here now is taking a particular side in that, and that's deeply unfortunate. And Gavin, I'm sorry that you have decided to accept the motion, because we can't support it. You know, we can't support it with that amendment. So listen, that's something that you can reflect on. You likely won't change your mind on that, but it's we won't be supporting it tonight. And it's just a serious pity that you have decided to go down that particular route. Because the motion in itself, there wasn't a big pile much we could argue with in that regard. But listen, you've taken your decision on that, and it is unfortunate, but we won't be supporting it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Taylor. Councillor Walker.
Chair, thank you very much. And on a similar vein to what Councillor Taylor has said, there's no point in rehashing it again. I will not be supporting the motion.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Walker. Councillor Byrne?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. And just while I'm speaking, if Sarah can email the amendment round the ward, because I know Councillor Murphy said it was inserted after the middle paragraph, and trying to write down where it was inserted, what's taken in and what's taken out, it would give a bit of clarity on what we're voting here. And I know some people have put the positions there out already, but also that the motion itself has been seconded. I know Councillor Brown has seconded it, but then his party colleague is abstaining on it, so I don't know what way that sort of sits with the motion. So if we can get it just cleared up what we're actually voting on here. Listen, the original wording of the motion, not that I understand the sentiment of the motion, support the sentiment of the motion, but I didn't think that the original wording went far enough. I thought, you know, some of the language in the motion, it should have been clearer, because obviously what's happening over on that side of the world should be condemned. And this council, and I disagree with what Henry Reilly saying about, you know, the filling of potholes, we shouldn't be talking about these issues. Motions are where the council puts down its position in issues outside the council's control. And we shouldn't be afraid to take a very firm stance on the atrocities that are happening over in Palestine. So I wish there was a condemnation for what is happening over there. I wish we didn't use language like trying to alleviate, you know, reducing the severity of something. We talked about eradicating human rights abuses. We don't want to alleviate, we want to eradicate them. You know, we talk also on the motion of children and youth are being seriously impacted. Let's be honest, children and youth are being slaughtered. Children and youth are being murdered. And we must be clear about that. You know, we shouldn't be afraid of talking about a generation being terrorised. We shouldn't be afraid of talking about the brutality from the Israeli state or the police abuses. The Israelis arresting Palestinian children. You know, it is a very, very difficult topic, but we shouldn't be beaten around the bush from what we're putting in a position from near Morning Down Council. So I think, you know, the warden would have tidied up in the original motion, but in saying that, I support the sentiment of Gavin's motion, fully support the sentiment of it. But we do have to be calling on something from the motion. So I do understand what Councillor Murphy is saying about writing to the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach on it, and we'll be calling the Irish and the British government to use influence on the international stage. We all know that we need a long-term peace solution to this. And yes, you can go down the road of sanctions being imposed for anyone who transgresses from that. But we do have, you know, outworkings of an election there and change taking place in the coming weeks. But the UN Human Rights Council has already launched an open-ended international investigation into what they call the systemic abuses in the occupied Palestinian territories. We need to see an end to the illegal Israeli expansion. But let's call it out for what it is. So there's no point in, you know, trying to play down the language of what's happening over that side of the world. But listen, if we can get the SDLP supports the motion in its sentiment, would support the original motion in its sentiment, but we'd like to get clarity on what the actual amendment is. Thanks.
So sorry, you want to stand around that amendment?
Yeah, we're just clarifying the wording, yeah.
Okay, thank you. So Councillor O'Murray, you have a comment?
Yeah. Yeah, and if Patrick Brown's not refusing to second it now based on the amendment, I'm more than happy to second the motion.
It's been seconded by Councillor Enright, sorry.
It has been seconded, that's dead on. Yeah, Pete beat me to the punch on a lot of what I was going to, what I had messaged in to say. Just picking up on a couple of things that Henry had said. Look, I for one, I'm proud to represent a party that'll stand up for human rights abuses, international abuses, as well as at home. I think that calling on this council to do what's right, in my eyes, might be right in Henry's eyes, but that's how I feel and how many in our party feel. Calling on our council to put a statement out there to tell the world where we stand on an issue, I think that's well within our rights. You equate it to filling potholes, and yes, that's within our rights too. We all try and do that, but there's no hiding away from trying to do what is right. There's nobody in any of what has been said, there's nobody slurring or slandering or talking down any party or talking down any representatives around our council. I like Declan, like Pete, I fully respect the motion that was brought, and I didn't think it went far enough. Our party didn't think it went far enough, and that's why the amendment came in. Now, we're more than happy with the wording of the amendment, because we think it's doing something. It's going ahead and pushing the motion in a firm direction. So, that's me.
Thanks, Councillor Murray. So, Councillor Enright, do you have a comment?
Thanks, Chairperson. No, I was very unhappy with the milk and water nature of the initial motion. I know that being one of the leaders of the anti-apartheid movement in Ireland during the early 1980s, it was very difficult to get councils to adopt motions about the apartheid situation, and getting councils to bring in boycotts of South African goods to deal with the apartheid situation. Right-wing commentators would pop up and they would attempt to use whataboutery. You know, look at the ANC, they're terrorists. In the same way people use the terrorism of Hamas to justify the ongoing oppression of the Palestinian people in defiance of international law. Now, I think what we need to focus upon here is international law. It's absolutely clear that law prohibits the Israelis from gathering up, annexing ever larger amounts of land and forcing ever greater concentrations of Palestinians into ever smaller sections of land. This is very analogous to the anti-apartheid movement of the early 1980s. And what I'd like to see maybe in a future council meeting is a discussion on how we might take the similar sort of actions that were taken during the apartheid years to start bringing in boycotts of Israeli product that is produced on annexed land. There can be no solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict whilst one side has immense military power and is able to continue to take land off the other. I mean, only two solutions are possible. One is a two-nation state based on the original frontiers agreed by international law. Or secondly, to have a single state as what was the final solution in South Africa. And clearly, the Israeli government is struggling with the notion of a single state because it would give several million Palestinians the vote in a similar way to which black people got the vote in South Africa. And that would make rather difficult to continue running a sectarian state the way they're doing it at the moment. The thought that any person of a particular religion can come to Israel from anywhere in the world and vote and take their full rights as a citizen in that country, and yet several million people who are living in the country are kept in the most subservient second-class status is morally unjustifiable, and it's completely illegal under international law. And I think the Council will be very safe in allying itself with the United Nations and on international law on this subject. And I think we do need to bring forward motions on formal boycotts by our council of Israeli goods from occupied land in a similar sort of way that councils in Ireland did back in the anti-apartheid era. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thanks, Councillor Enright. Councillor Riley, I'm just conscious that you have already spoken on the motion before, so I'm going to go to Councillor Tinley.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Just further to the comments of my colleague there, Councillor Enright, I would like to propose a further amendment to Galvin's motion, Chair, and that proposal would be that this council fully supports the BDS movement. It's the boycott, divestment and sanctions movement, Chairperson, which is a Palestinian-led movement for freedom, justice and equality. BDS upholds the simple principle that Palestinians are entitled to the same rights as the rest of humanity. Israel is occupying and colonizing Palestinian land, discriminating against the Palestinian citizens of Israel and denying Palestinian refugees the right to return to their homes. Inspired by the South African anti-apartheid movement, the BDS call urges action to pressure Israel to comply with international law. So BDS, Chairperson, is a vibrant global movement made up of unions, academic associations, churches and grassroots movements across the world. And since it launched in 2005, it is having a major impact and is effectively challenging international support for Israel, apartheid and settler colonisation. Now, it's based on, there's three aims, Chairperson. So it is boycotts, divestment and sanctions. And the three aims are, number one, very briefly, ending its occupation and colonisation of all Arab lands and dismantling the wall. So just on that, international law recognises the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, Gaza and the Syrian Golan Heights, as occupied by Israel. As part of its military occupation, Israel steals land and forces Palestinians into ghettos surrounded by checkpoints, settlements and watchtowers and an illegal apartheid wall. Israel has imposed a medieval siege on Gaza, turning it into the largest open-air prison in the world. Israel also regularly carries out large-scale assaults on Gaza that are widely condemned as constituting war crimes and crimes against humanity. Point two, Chairperson, recognising the fundamental rights of the Arab Palestinian citizens of Israel to full equality. One-fifth of Israel's citizens are Palestinians, who remained inside the armistice lines after 1948. They are subjected to a system of racial discrimination enshrined in more than 50 laws that impact every aspect of their lives. The Israeli government continues to forcibly displace Palestinian communities in Israel from their land. Israeli leaders routinely and openly incite racial violence against them. And finally, Chairperson, number three, respecting and protecting and promoting the rights of Palestinian refugees to return to their homes and properties as stipulated in UN Resolution 194. Since its violent establishment in 1948 through the ethnic cleansing of more than half of the indigenous people of Palestine, Israel has set out to control as much land and uproot as many Palestinians as it can. As a result of this systematic forced displacement, there are now more than 7.25 million Palestinian refugees. They are denied their right to return to their homes simply because they are not Jewish. Chairperson, thank you for giving me the time in that. I had to explain the context in which I am asking that Galvin accept an amendment and that this council shout loud and clear that we fully support the BDS movement. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay, so the process would be that we will vote, go to a vote on the proposal that's on the floor at the minute, and then Gavin, if you're prepared to accept the further amendment from Councillor Tinley, we can go to a vote on that.
Yeah.
So we need to vote on the substantive motion.
Chair, just before we go to the vote, was it sent round? I still haven't got it yet. I need 2 minutes to read it.
Yeah, it was.
But I'll propose that we take a 5 minute recess to allow groups to read through it, to make sure we know what we're voting on. And also, Councillor,
well, if council needs to be taken afterwards, that's okay. I just need a chance to read the warden before we take a vote.
Can I just get a seconder for Councillor Burns' proposal there to get a 5-minute break? Councillor Gallagher. Thank you. So we'll take a 5-minute break. Okay, folks, is everybody back in okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Councillor Byrne, you're looking in there on a point of information.
Yeah, Chair, thanks. I suppose it's around timing. As when we get the information of, you know, change the motions or something like that there, we ask for it in a timely fashion. And I suppose there's a lot of agreement across the chamber on the original motion. And the one thing that is difficult is asking people to sign off on the passage of a bill through the Houses in the South without the full detail of that bill. I know colleagues across the chamber have said similar comments to make. So I would ask that if Councillor Murphy could retract the actual wording of the specific bill, it would allow us that we broadly agree on everything else, but I mean the detail of that is not in front of us, and within 5 minutes I don't think we could do justice to sign off on a bill to a council meeting that's going through the Houses in the South with, you know, with a 5-minute recess. I don't think to take this issue down into North South political point scoring is a good way to go. So given that we're always asking for things in a timely fashion, I would ask that that warden is retracted. I mean, Councillor Tindley and came in with an amendment and I'm broadly supportive of it as well, BDS. And I mean, there's a lot of good points made there, but I wouldn't be comfortable with my group signing off on the Occupied Territories Bill with the full detail in front of me. So I would ask if that's retracted so we can get broad support across the chamber on this.
Councillor Andrade, is it a point of information as well? Come on ahead.
Just trying to clarify, shouldn't we be voting on John's amendment first and then go back to the original motion depending on whether or not it passes?
Chair, we have an amendment already on the floor, so when we have the vote on that amendment, then we can look towards Councillor Tinley's amendment.
Okay, so we're going to go for a recorded vote.
A roll call vote, Chair.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Henry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's just you said I wasn't allowed back in, but understanding orders, if a member's named during a debate on a specific point, he's allowed to write a reply. It would appear I'm being denied that right.
What standing orders is that, Councillor Reddy?
Well, it's standing orders from... I've been on the council 30 years, so I'm sure the chief executive would know it all.
Sure, I don't have the point of the standing orders that Councillor Reddy is referring to. I'll certainly look through the standing orders and see if we can see anything, but I'm not seeing anything. Sarah, are you aware of anything?
The right of reply would be for the mover of a motion. They have the right of reply at the close of the debate on the motion immediately before any vote is put. That's the only time it's mentioned in the standing orders.
So okay. Standing orders don't have the right of reply anymore.
So we're just referring to the standing orders, Councillor Riley, as you had alluded to. So Councillor Murphy, is this a point of order as well? Point of information?
I was just going to, if it is appropriate, to respond to Pete.
I think we're going to go for the vote first, Councillor Murphy.
That's fine, yep.
On the original, originally amended motion. By yourself, proposed by yourself and seconded by Councillor Enright. So, Sarah, are you okay to?
Yes. Councillor Andrews?
Abstain.
Councillor Brown?
Abstain.
Councillor Burgess?
Against.
Councillor Burns.
Abstain.
Councillor Casey.
For.
Councillor Clark.
For.
Councillor Kern.
Abstain.
Councillor Devlin.
Abstain.
Councillor Dorn isn't on the call. Councillor Enright.
For.
Councillor Finnegan.
For.
Councillor Gallagher.
Abstain.
Councillor Gibbons.
For.
Councillor Hanlon.
For.
Councillor Hannah.
Against.
Councillor Hart.
For.
Councillor Hiles.
For.
Councillor Larkin.
For.
Councillor Lewis.
Against.
Councillor McGuinness.
For.
Malone.
For.
Councillor Mason.
For.
Councillor McAteer.
Abstain.
Councillor McAvoy.
For. I'm in for, yes, sorry. For.
Councillor McKee.
Against.
Councillor McKevitt.
Abstain.
Councillor McMurray.
Abstain.
Councillor Mulgrey.
For.
Councillor Murphy.
For.
Councillor O'Hara.
For.
Councillor Murray.
For.
Councillor Owen isn't on the call. Councillor Riley.
Against anti-Semitism.
Councillor Wan.
For.
Councillor Savage isn't on the call. Councillor Sharvin.
He's not on the call.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Councillor Stokes.
Abstain.
Councillor Taylor.
Against.
Councillor Tinley.
For.
Councillor Trainer. Isn't on the call. Councillor Walker.
Against.
19 for, 7 against, and 10 abstentions.
So that's carried, Sarah?
Yeah, so that amendment is carried and then becomes the substantive motion, which can then be amended if anybody is wanting to put a further amendment in.
So Councillor Tinley's further amendment can be considered.
So Councillor Tinley made a seconder for his amendment. And Councillor Enright has seconded it.
Thank you.
So,
Sarah, have you just sent the wording round of that amendment to the members, or could you even read it out? Because I think it is just a one-line amendment, isn't it?
Yes, so it was to insert just in front of the last sentence in the motion that Mary Morning Down District Council fully supports the boycotts, divestments and sanctions movement, which continues to put pressure on the Israeli government to cease their unacceptable treatment of the people of Palestine.
So, Councillor Malone, are you happy to accept that amendment?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, and that's going to go to a vote now as well then.
Okay, so Sarah, can you call the vote again, please?
Yes. Councillor Andrews?
For.
Councillor Brown?
Abstain.
Councillor Burgess?
Against.
Councillor Burton?
For.
Councillor Casey?
For.
Councillor Clark?
For.
Councillor Kern?
For.
Councillor Devlin?
For.
Councillor Dorn isn't on the call. Councillor Enright?
For.
Councillor Finnegan?
For.
Councillor Gallagher?
For.
Councillor Gibbons?
For.
Councillor Hanlon?
For.
Councillor Hannah?
Against.
Councillor Hart?
For.
Councillor Hyle?
For.
Councillor Larkin?
For.
Councillor Lewis?
Against.
Councillor McGuinness?
For.
Councillor Malone?
For.
Councillor Mason?
Four.
Councillor McAteer.
Four.
Councillor McAvoy.
Four.
Councillor McKee.
Against.
Councillor McDevitt.
Four.
Councillor McMurray.
Abstain.
Councillor Mulgrew.
Four.
Councillor Murphy.
Four.
Councillor O'Hare.
Four.
Councillor Murray.
Four.
Isn't on the call. Councillor Riley.
Against.
Councillor Wan.
Four.
Isn't on the call. Councillor Sharvin. Isn't on the call. Councillor Stokes.
Four.
Councillor Taylor.
Against.
Councillor Kinley.
Four.
Councillor Traynor isn't on the call. Councillor Walker.
Against.
So I have 27 for, 7 against, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, so that means the motion has been carried. Councillor Malone, just hand back to you if you want to sum up.
I'd just like to thank everybody for their contributions. Respect Councillor Taylor and Councillor Walker's views, but obviously I completely agree with Councillor Murphy and Councillor Kinley, and I think we can't turn a blind eye to what's happening. So thanks very much, everyone. Thank you. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Councillor Malone. Okay, so that's the end of the council meeting. Thanks, everybody. And those in the chamber, safe home, and everyone else, take care. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair.